Day 18. No mixed messages. Let's read some scripture. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. And secondly, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. One of the meanings of purity that caught my attention is this: to be free from all discordant qualities, a harmonious, pure sound. There is a pure sound that the church should express. If we are constantly sending mixed messages, speaking about a set of principles and standards, but then living differently, we will confuse our friends and families. People need to see that we're dedicated to a cause, not just knowledgeable about it. My daughter Nicola has a friend, Marilyn, while at school. When Marilyn was in her late teens, she began to make the choice of whether or not to become a professional athlete. At this stage, she knew all the information, but she had to decide if she was willing to pay the price. Would she get up early and train every day? Would she eat the restricted diet? She knew the talk of an athlete, but was she ready to live the life of one too? One of the greatest discordant sounds of the church is we know the talk, but we just don't walk the walk. But if we are to be winners, we need to do both. The world will be able to understand our devotion to the cause if it is modelled authentically. It is time for our lives to release a harmonious sound in perfect pitch and to get rid of all the discordant negativity. Perfect sound is so attractive and alluring. When an instrument plays a perfect note or a voice sings in perfect pitch, it is captivating. So as we decide to run our race, our devotion needs to echo the distinct sound of our calling. We need to commit ourselves to the task without complaining, to see the finish line as we train and prepare ourselves to win. If you read those scriptures above, you will notice that when the sound is right, so is the response of those around us. Even those who do not understand all our life choices will respect our faith. You will also notice from the scriptures that I read that our minds need to be focused on whatever is pure, right, and lovely. What we think about is what we eventually talk about. If in your free thinking time you dwell on all the possible setbacks and difficulties you could experience, you will find that when you speak, you will have a negative perspective on life. Our mouths and minds are closely connected. And so what is in our hearts and minds will come out in conversation. So listen to yourself and decide if you need an upgrade in purity. Ask God to give you his perspective on life and decide not to be a negative, discordant sound. Someone I know who used to have a half-empty perspective on life cared for her mother at the end of her life. Being around her mum more, she realised that it was exhausting living around the constant sound of negativity, possible disaster and caution. Every time she told her mum a story of good news, her mum would talk, "Be careful, dear, I'm sure it won't last." After caring for her mother for several months, this daughter was frustrated by her mother's constant pessimistic perspective and then realised that her own husband had had to live with her. Something happened in that moment of revelation, and this lady has transformed her speech. She is now very much a half-full girl. So come, let us pray. Lord, today, let my life release a pure sound of devotion. Show me where I tend to be negative and dwell on the wrong aspects of people and circumstances. Let me be the one who sees good. Help me not to complain or argue about my circumstances. Remove all compromise from my life and let me be a witness to those around me, showing that I do live a a devoted life to you. Thank you, Father. Amen.